reconvene the town council meeting, kind of here each. And we're here to discuss the additional garbage truck. And I wanted to ask Commissioner Swearingen if she could detail which of the minutes she did not want to approve in the consent agenda so the clerk could work on the rest of them. Because we left it kind of vague when you didn't approve any of them.
Here, how can she work on the rest of it?
She's going to start on it.
The minutes.
Last month's minutes.
Last month's minutes.
Yeah, I mean, which part of it did you not want to?
Oh, so Nancy's not coming back? See?
Oh, no, I'll be doing the minutes.
Okay, I have a couple questions I want to ask Nancy, and she's not here, so okay. I can't ask her. Are you redoing last month's minutes?
No.
You're just doing today's minutes.
Just doing
and
this.
That's all. Okay.
Yesterday
so
and today's
you
minutes.
Answer my questions.
Yes.
Well, you mean you didn't want to approve any of them? You don't want to approve any of last month's minutes?
No.
The meeting for last month, I would like for you to hold the approval of the minutes until next month. That's what we voted on.
You said minutes, and we had two meetings.
No, I said the council, not the emergency meetings.
I didn't hear council.
I said our July meeting, not emergency meeting, not all the meetings, just the July council meeting. That's all.
Sure.
So
and if Nancy isn't here, I can't talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
So we can pass on. Okay.
We can approve everything but the regular scheduled council meeting minutes. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes other than the regular scheduled council meeting for this month?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
It was already approved.
All right, all in favor, any discussion? All in favor, signal saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Sonny?
Okay, Council, first I'd like to thank you for extending the meeting and meeting with us today. And one of the reasons we're trying to do this as quickly as possible is that we do have a garbage truck. We have three. We have our one garbage truck is not usable now. We can't put it back on the street. So we're really hurting for a garbage truck right now. As you know, we have one. A new garbage truck budgeted in this year. I think we budgeted about $180,000 for a new garbage truck. We put together a bid package of the specifications for a rear loader and also a chassis or the truck. And this is, I think everyone has a bid tabulation here. And what we did is we have seven bids for our garbage truck, and my recommendation to town council is to accept the bid from Carolina Environmental Systems for $152,152. They're the bidder they're the only one that met all our specifications and our time limit of 30 days is what we requested. So that's my recommendation to town council.
Sonny, the Carolina Environmental Systems, that'll describe the unit that you prefer and why you prefer it.
It's a Howell Packer, which that's the unit that we have used since I've been here.
That's compatible with our trash cans.
That's the unit that we have now in all our garbage trucks. Right. And that's something that we've gotten absolutely beautiful. Carolina's been very nice. We very seldom ever have a problem with them. And I'd like to go with something we know, and that's what I spec'd out. It's something I know about, and that's what's worked. We have that unit that we just put up is 15 years old. That's almost unheard of in our entire thing. So that's what I want to the town to invest in and keep doing.
What type of truck are you going to put this on?
It's an International. That's what we spec'd out, and that's what this is. That's particular specifications.
Are there any other additional costs Was this truck ready to start picking up trash when you?
It's ready. It'll be delivered in 30 days. It's got, I had some add-ons to add on, and all that will be added on prior to 30 days of delivery.
Oh, sorry about that. Turn that off. So the 152, that's out the door. Are you ready to use it, or you said some add-ons? Does this include what you want?
No, it's ready to go. I mean, it'll be ready to go.
And what's the turnaround time?
30 days.
He can have it here in 30
days. We'll have it here. We'll be used in 31 days.
And he's going to fill both tanks up when he delivers it.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but.
He's sitting there.
It's only one.
You're going to top all that tank with it. Any other questions for Sunny? Council? Well, that being said, do I have a motion to accept the bid at 152 from Carolina Environmental Systems for a new refuse truck for the town of Curie?
So moved.
Do I have a second? Second by Commissioner Swearingen. Any discussion? All in favor, signal saying aye. Opposed?
Thank you, Council.
It's got white wall tires on it, right?
White wall?
Yeah.
Spinners.
Okay, good. That's what we need. All right.
We thank you.
Thank you. Anything else coming forward, this council?
Gilbert.
Gilbert, you had a question?
We also have the resolution for financing.
Okay.
That ended up.
Doing your resolutions, okay. Gilbert?
Resolution R11-15.
Any discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye. Opposed? Thank you. You're welcoming up to it by. Okay, man.
Last night, I wasn't planning on coming to council because everything was like a done deal compared to the newspapers and stuff regarding the Carolina Inlet. Whenever I saw the two council members former council member outside of the news media, I said, something's up. The biggest concern I have is I have asked for monies through the fire department on help with health insurance and aid for lifeguards and stuff. And the answer I get is we don't have any money. And so I said, you know, we're all on the same team here. We ain't got no money. There's no money. Well, I found out that y'all guys pulled a rabbit out of the cell phone tower. You know, I've always trusted y'all that we didn't have any money. And so apparently there's more money around here in our own little town than I'm led to believe. I'm not a scholar of the town. I elected y'all guys to do it. I'm just disappointed that you had $15,000 that you could spend it outside of town and not on lifeguards or helping us out in the fire department. Some of us guys are self-employed. I talked to a good friend, and he reminded me that there's a lot of things in the county, you know, like schools that we pay our taxes, they go to, and we keep everything in balance and stuff. But I was just disappointed that I didn't know about the $15,000 that I could have been asking from the fire department help with them health insurance for in the past. So that's the only thing I'm upset about.
Let me get a little bit more information from you, Gilbert. With the lifeguards, what specifically would you like us to consider for the lifeguards?
Are they being paid enough? Are you meeting budget with that? I mean, like I said, I'm not a scholar of the town, which it looks like I'm going to have to become. But one of the complaints I've got is people paying a high tax, and I have to say, well, it goes to the lifeguards and then other things. And then when a customer comes in here and says, my kids are on the beach, it's 9:30, where are the lifeguards? You know, I find out the lifeguards don't show up at 10 o'clock. You know, so, that's a good portion of the day. I mean, this is a budget issue that I'm talking about, I realize that. But if the $15,000 that you had over there, I mean, I thought you were out of money.
Well, you know that the payment for the lifeguards and the payment that we did with the $15,000 are two separate pots.
Oh, I understand. I understand that there are room occupancy tax and stuff. And like I said, I don't want to open up another can of worms. All I'm here complaining about is it was $15,000 in the town that I didn't know about. And that's all. That's my ignorance for not being educated on the finances.
Well, it's again, if you look at any budget, there's a reserve fund. And the reserve fund was where we got that money from.
Well, I understand. I understand you got that. But when I've asked for projects that here in town, it would always get the same answer as we don't have the money.
Okay. Well, first of all, your one issue was lifeguard salaries. What was the
No, the issue, okay, don't distract that. There's other things we could say. All I'm saying is that those were just etcetera examples and stuff. The biggest thing I would, on a personal level, my own private agenda, the class that I came in the fire department 30 years ago, if I'd have gone to Carolina Beach, I'd have gotten some help on health insurance. This town didn't provide that. So that's a 30-year issue is long gone. But when I've asked for help and funds at other places, you say we're out of money. And I usually just drop the case.
Have you?
I'm still a little bit confused, Gilbert, about stuff.
No. Okay, like I said, I got to educate myself on the budget. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize you had $15,000 in the reserve fund over there.
There's a whole lot more than the reserve fund.
We're required by law to have a reserve.
But like I said, when you spent the money on that outside of town, and I've gone to y'all individually and asked you for money, the response I get from you is, we don't have any money. I mean, one of the last meetings I had with you in their office and coffee with the mayor, Gilbert, find the money and we'll do it. And so apparently when you say Gilbert, find the money, that means come over here and start becoming a scholar of the budget. Instead of taking y'all's guy's word on the street.
Let me ask you another question. When you're talking about what you would like council to do, is pay your health insurance through the fire department.
If the money's there, not just me, offer it to all the guys that put in the time. Like I said, I'm just trying to stay focused. When you spent $15,000 that I thought you didn't have.
Well, you know, I'm sure you know, because I'm sure you've talked to the chief about this. The chief brings us...
We ain't got no money, Gilbert.
What he wants for the fire department.
Right, yeah. And the responsible... Yeah, like I said, I'm not a scholar of the budget. I go to the chief, he says, Gilbert, there's no money. They ain't got no money. That's all I'm saying. Now, Andy, am I saying this? Do you understand where I'm coming from?
I know what you're saying.
Say this fella here, you got a buck on him. I don't have any money. You know, this imaginary figure here. He doesn't have any money. And that's the extent that I go. I don't sit there and audit the guy. That's the same way I ask y'all guys. If I ask for money, we ain't got no money to go. And I pretty much go on my merry way. But when I found out you had $15,000 out of that for a project outside the county, or outside the city, let me rephrase that. That's all I'm concerned about. You had money that I thought you didn't have.
But you did understand that the primary reason I wanted to support the inlet dredging was that the one instance of the Garnalon Club that contributed over $100,000 to that fire department. And they use that, they need that inlet to keep that Garnalon thing going. And they have given, and their split of the purse, of the profit of the purse for the Garnalon King Mackerel Tournament, they have contributed over $100,000 to this fire department.
Okay. Dean and I have worked on those committees. I've cleaned fish on those committees. I would still work with the Garnalon if they didn't have it in July. Remember they had the Garnalon on May 5th? Mm-hmm. Gilbert was there cleaning fish.
Oh, no, there's no problem with that, but if the inlet closes, there won't be a tournament.
Well,
and if there's no tournament,
okay, Okay, you're turning my conversation around. You had $15,000 I didn't know you had. I'm ignorant on the town's budget. I'm not a scholar of the town's budget.
Okay, well, like the mayor said, there's more than $15,000.
How much is in reserve fund right now?
Well, the contingency fund, we budgeted at $75,000.
Yeah.
So right now, it can take down to 60.
Okay, so whatever I ask the fire chief or any department head, can you help us out with this? And they say, there's no money. I'll say, see this gentleman over here. Is that what I'm supposed to respond to? I'm not a scholar of town.
How many volunteer firemen have we got now?
34.
34, and they are volunteer firemen, but you would like to approach the town and provide full insurance for 34 volunteers.
I didn't say full. I said that was one thing. If you got assist, you know, 75 assist or something. Anything. When I've asked the fire chief this, the answer is there's no money, and I dropped the conversation. Okay. And that's all I'm saying.
Jim, has this ever been discussed among all volunteers at one of the meetings?
There's been discussions that we have had.
Has anybody ever worked up what the figures would be so that if there were enough of them?
It's not a matter that's been brought to the council. When we changed insurance coverage, one of the things that we did was offer to the councilmen and to our volunteers on the police department and on the fire department that they could be a part of the system if they wanted. It cost X number of dollars a month, right?
$981.
Right. We don't set the amount. Yeah. Matter of fact, you were in.
I was at a point of fixing to go under national uninsured.
Yeah. So it's not that healthcare hasn't been asked for. It's been healthcare that if you can't afford insurance on your own, you're probably not going to be able to afford the insurance that we offer also.
Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is whenever I ask people, and I've asked you, Dean, you say, Gilbert, find the money.
Well, Gilbert, I pay more than you do.
I can't. Okay, Dean, let's talk about something else. I should have said, I'm not asking for cars. I'm not asking for cable TV in my house.
Well,
I'm not asking for any other issues. I'm just saying, when I ask for something and you say there's no money, then when I see you find $15,000 out of this cell tower, then I'm sitting there saying, what's going on? I can't trust y'all whenever y'all say there's no money. So y'all can't say that anymore because there is money showing up places.
Well, in all honesty, when anybody up here is saying there's no money, it means that that's an issue I don't wish to spend money on.
Okay. It's not a budget. It hasn't been a budget. We had these budget meetings, and that's when, that's when you should have approached us at one of these budget meetings. We were working on the new budget.
Right. Well,
they're open to the public.
They're open to the public, but like I said, I'm going to have to change my learning because when I've asked y'all about it, I left it. And you say, the guy is going to do that, so we don't have any money.
Okay, you get information anywhere that you can, but any Monday night I'll be more than happy to sit down with you.
All right. Well, like I said, I was very surprised that you came up with that money out of the towers.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. I'm not ready to start earmarking money. I just gave you some examples. I was just surprised that you had
it. All right. I'll be happy to anytime you want to.
All right. Thank you for letting me answer me in here.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Do I have any discussion about adjourning? All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.